good morning, good afternoon, good evening, Power Hour Nation. I'm your guest host from Canada, George Freund. Joining us is going to be the publisher of The New American. As soon as we get ourselves together and get him online, we had a number error there. So we'll go through our beginning repertoires. You hear that sound? You hear that sound, son? That's freedom. I love to wake up to the sound of freedom in the morning. It sounds like victory. And there's no greater victory than cavalry and no greater cavalry than the Power Hour Cavalry. We're forming posse, and we're heading into the belly of the beast one more time because we are at war. We must know that because most of us are prisoners of war. Our freedoms are being eroded and taken away, and a giant trap has been set to drive the human herd into. And there's only one conclusion we can draw from that, really, is we're being driven to not just bondage, something far worse, slaughter. And that's why we have to be ready for whatever is going to come along. And it's going to come along. It's a terrible shame we got knocked off the air last time about, because there was a lot to say in a couple of certain segues. And one that I found most chilling in the Power Hour news that day was the new pesticides that are going to come out that are mRNA pesticides that will modify the gene of insects. And they have something they call gene silencing agents. And these agents that they will silence will be the ones that support life in the insect. Now, it just stands to reason that when that stuff spread all over thousands and thousands of square miles of fields, that we'll be eating it. It'll enter our bodies, or we may come in contact with that pesticide on our skin and absorb whatever little nanoparticles are contained within inside our bodies. What will the effect be? I don't think it's going to be good. When the Bible talks about the things that are to come, and one of them is the great hungers that we'll see, the great plagues, is it any wonder that you have so-called intelligent people tampering with the very essence of life, and that somehow they're going to fix it or make it better? I find it very difficult to believe that that's going to be the case. I really do. I'm firmly of the opinion this is being done on purpose, and that purpose is to hurt us, not help us. A former Pfizer VP said the same thing. Entirely possible this will be used for massive scale depopulation. That was former Vice President and Chief Science Officer Dr. Mike Yaden speaking on this. Very important. Very important. And another doctor has come up, bioweapons expert. The injections are weaponized medicine. And many of these doctors who come forward, like her, Dr. Lee Merritt, former president of the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons, step forward under great risk. Because when you tell the truth or try to reveal the secrets of the enemy and what they're doing to us, comes at a great cost. Some people pay with their lives. Some people pay with their prestige, flat-out money by being squirreled into a hole that they can't escape from. That's the price of freedom. In Scotland, 2,200 people died, according to a Freedom of Information Act request, after they got their injections. In Canada, we've got 24 dead and 2,500 reactions. But, of course, the media keeps silent about that. Boris Johnson's father has been on record saying that He wants to be one of those people that supports a massive reduction in population. Now, is it any wonder why we're seeing these things? Is it any wonder? I don't think it's a wonder at all. I think we're up against the wall in the biggest climactic battle that's ever been seen. I went through one of my old blogs, The Importance of Reading, where I put quotes from a lot of great world leaders and sent it out again to remind people. One was from a Dr. Kurt E. Koch. The New World Order under the UN will reduce everything to one common denominator. The system will be made up of a single currency, single centrally financed government, single tax system, single language, single political system, single world court of justice, single state religion. Each person will have a registered number without which he will not be allowed to buy or sell. There will be one universal world church. Anyone who refuses to take part in the universal system will have no right to exist. And brothers and sisters, that's you and me. So we better step up to the plate and really show the world what we're made out of, that we're not going to be subdued and we're going to stand firm. Is our guest ready now, Todd? Okay, good. So with no further ado, we have the publisher of the New American Magazine with us, Dennis Bearden. And he's going to explain a lot of the things that are important. I came across the New American Magazine for the first time rather strangely. I had a friend who worked in the post office at the sorting center. And he knew what I thought and what I felt and how up against the wall we were for media. So he comes up to me with a gift of a New American Magazine, and he told me, "Do you know what the most stolen magazine in the post office is?" And, you know, I take some wild stab at it, like Playboy or Penthouse or something like that. And he goes, no, it's the New American. And he hands me a copy, and he says, "I got one for you. Have a read." I subscribed right away. It was a breath of fresh air. And the media war was new to me then. Didn't understand that I only lived with an illusion of free speech, because a friend of mine also found great magazines and told me about one. It was American Survival Guide. It was very popular back in those days. I went looking for it. I went to store after store after store. I couldn't find it. And I asked my buddy, "Where'd you get it?" He said, "Oh, I got it at the convenience store near where we work." I said, "Oh, okay." I make a pilgrimage there. I go to get one, but they'd already changed issues, and the one I wanted was gone. But I bought three or four other kind that were hard to find just in spite. And one of them was the New American. And I go to the proprietor, and I ask him, I said, "Well, why am I having all these problems finding these magazines?" And he says, "Didn't you see my sign when you come in the store?" And I go, "What's that got to do with it?" He says, "I'm a Korean War veteran. I fought for our freedom." I said, "Are you trying to tell me that the chain told you what magazines you can sell?" And he goes, "Exactly." He says, "I fought for freedom. I got a big, long magazine rack. You want Cosmo? I got Cosmo. You want Soldier of Fortune? It's at the other end. I got hundreds and hundreds of magazines. You pick." And then I realized we were really up against it. So what are we going to do? We're going to pick up the New American and get a breath of fresh air and fight the battle that should have been fought and won a long, long time ago. The longer we wait, the more difficult it is. But the New American's still there. Welcome, Dennis. It's glad to have you aboard Power Hour Nation. We don't ask stupid questions like they do when you go to the shopping mall about who your contacts were and what your temperature is. We generally vacillate around things of, do you love God? Is the Constitution and the Bill of Rights important to you? Do you love the American way of life? Things like that. That's how we work at Power Hour Nation. Glad to have you.
Well, thank you very much. I'm glad to be talking with you today. And that was a barn burner of an intro. So thank you very much. We really appreciate it here at the New American Magazine. We work really, really hard to say, stay true to our mission that freedom shall not perish, with the touchstone being exactly what you just said, the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. And we are seeing all kinds of success in finding really great writers and really great journalists who have become disillusioned with exactly what you said, the controlled mainstream media. They want to report the truth. They're dedicated themselves to the First Amendment and the free spread of information that's relevant and even life-saving to people, and getting that material published. And we're finding those people all the time. They're coming on staff with us. They're working as freelancers with us, and we're growing like crazy because of that. And we just wanted people to go ahead and get a subscription and steal that issue if they can. We think it'll be worth the effort to get the magazine and read it. We're trying all the time to make it better every single day.
Oh, indeed. I used to buy your special editions by the case and take them to gun shows and hand them out to people, because I realized this is a propaganda war that we're facing and that the enemy is very powerful and very determined. And we have to take the initiative ourselves. There's no one there to lead you in this. You have to realize there is a truth. And part of it would be, to send an article from the New American, perhaps, to people put a little, they used to have little cards in the magazines, that you can subscribe, give them away. I'd even photocopy a subscription application or something and hand it out here, there, and everywhere to get people in tune. One of the crackerjacks you had was the environmental one. I learned so much about this scam, about global warming, from that special edition that, I kept the last one for reference. It's just like the Bible, to have at your hand to beat anybody in any argument.
We've got writers, and I'll call one of them out by name, Bill Jasper, William F. Jasper, who has been attending UN environmental conferences now for 30 years. So he's been right there in the thick of things, reporting on these for decades. And you'll find probably no one else working anywhere in the media with that level of skill, knowledge, and expertise on the subject of the world bodies, UN conferences on the environment and on global warming and climate change than Mr. Jasper. And he writes exclusively for the New American Magazine. The only place you're going to find his work is in our pages. And that's a great thing that we're very proud of, that we have Bill working with us. And we think he has a lot to offer to readers of the magazine with regard to that knowledge and experience that he pretty much alone of anyone in the world has at this point.
Well, when I got my feet wet, the big story back then was the Oklahoma City bombing and your special edition on that. I learned so much about explosives reading those special editions back then, that, there's nobody you couldn't get in a debate on about things like that. And I was picked to be on a panel for a TV show that they would never air because I won the debate. I was supposed to be the useful idiot. And I had to go up against this PhD on 9/11 issues for an anniversary show. And there's no way they could edit it to make it go their way. And everything was, they were even going to pick me up in a limo and drive me to the studio and all this kind of stuff. And, no, that's okay. I'll just drive. It's all right. And, we beat this guy into the ground. And most of it was logic and turning his words against him. But I learned the dynamics from the New American. And there's just no way you could defeat me. And air does not transfer explosive force very well. And you'd have to plant charges. And once you learn that, it's like stand in front of somebody, stand 6 inches from their nose. You could be Schwarzenegger, drive all the punches towards that nose that you wish. You're not going to do anything. You probably won't even move a nose hair. Okay? Put a little tiny dowel rod on the nose and give it a love tap with your finger. The guy's going to be on the ground screaming in pain. Now do it to steal.
Yep, you're absolutely right. And you called out the Oklahoma City bombing. I want to give credit once again to Bill Jasper. William F. Jasper was our key journalist on that. He really dug into that event, interviewed everyone that was possible to interview on that subject, and reported it in, off the top of my head, I can't even remember how many articles, but just dozens of articles that he wrote on that subject over many years of investigative journalism. Just really getting down in the trenches and doing the work of hard-working journalist work that really doesn't get done anymore in the mainstream, and is kind of passe, but it's not passe at the New American Magazine. Bill Bill is still here working and doing traditional journalism of the quality you're not going to find anywhere else.
And indeed, indeed. And we're in a new crisis now, where all the old crises, as important as they were, are virtually meaningless by comparison to the level of debauchery that is being unfolded upon us. And I come to the conclusion that it is biblical in nature, really. We're entering a whole new paradigm. We're leaving the old world, the world of flesh and blood, and entering the world of circuits and chips. It's the end of the biblical age, in my opinion, and the beginning of this new age of technocracy. And this technocracy will enslave everything about us to such a degree, unless they alter our minds, that we couldn't even fathom, that we can't even form a thought against the monster, never mind to be in its clutches. And the new American is still on the front lines. And like any soldier on the front lines, it needs ammunition, food, support, supplies. And you do that, subscribing, buying, and extolling it to other people who are in the dark about many issues. And that is the key to success. And if we win this battle of information, we win freedom and keep it forever to pass on from generation to generation. Now that we're in the COVID crisis, I know you have a lot to say about these issues. Tell us a little something about how the New American is handling this monster.
Well, you know, the New American magazine's took a pretty unusual approach to this. If you go back to the beginning of the so-called pandemic, and I started paying attention to the issue of this disease outbreak that was taking place reportedly in China in December, immediately that got my attention, and I started working on that, following it, and began the process of writing about what was happening. And we kind of, at the magazine, led off with a special issue saying that freedom is the cure. We came out ahead of any of the lockdowns that were starting to take place or were being contemplated and said, wait a second, this is absolutely 180 degrees the wrong way to deal with this particular anticipated health crisis. In fact, the lockdowns would make matters much worse. The plans that were in place for developing vaccine passports that would be coming as a result of the lockdowns were going to make matters much worse. That the disease was not nearly as deadly as people were planning or anticipating that it was going to be. And we even quoted Dr. Fauci, who on one side, on his public side, was telling people to be very, very afraid, and to his peers writing in the New England Journal of Medicine, compared the danger to a bad seasonal flu. So he was, you know, we called him out on that right away, very early on, and we were really the only organization, the only magazine or news source that was taking that approach at that time. We were really the first to publication of that approach, and I think time has absolutely vindicated freedom is the cure as the exact right approach. Had we had that approach in public health take precedence over what was done instead, we would not have had the lockdowns. We would not have seen the economic devastation. We would not have seen the desperation that has crept into people that has led to increasingly rising rates of suicide in all classes, and most tragically, of course, in the young people. We would not have seen people stop going to the doctor for issues of concern. We would have seen less of the late-stage cancers that are now being caught too late. We would have seen people getting treated for heart disease where they didn't go to the doctor because they were afraid of catching COVID. All of these terrible outcomes that have raised death rates across the board for things that otherwise would not have occurred would have been prevented. We would have seen a much better outcome. And, of course, we wouldn't have had this crazy amount of hysteria that has people cowering in their homes, wearing masks at the say-so of bureaucrats who have, despite the fact that they insist on people following the science, have no idea what the science is themselves. But they just like to exercise power and force people to live in fear. So that's what the magazine has done, really from the get-go, right away with our special issue on the pandemic, all the way back at the end of February when we were working on that and getting it published, and it hit mailboxes at the beginning of March 2020. So that's what we did at the New American Magazine, and we continue to criticize what's happening in the public health sphere, particularly around vaccines, the warp speed rollout of the vaccines, they did not get tested nearly enough. And that was actually admitted to in the FDA and in the EU and regulators' documents with regard to these vaccines, but they were rolled out without adequate testing. And because of that, we go back to the touchstone of informed consent, and we have to ask. And I think every person should be asking, are you informed enough to give informed consent when you go to get that shot? And if you're not informed enough, maybe you should do some more research and have a good level of information so that you can either give informed consent or withdraw that informed consent if you feel like it's the wrong thing for you. But, of course, that's not the approach public health is taking. It's fear, 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 get the shot or else approach to distribution. And we think that is a very dangerous way to proceed.
Oh, indeed, indeed. What shocks me, severely is some of the seniors that I know that communicate with me about these issues and still go and get the shot. And that level of fear that they have to, if they told you, I'd say unjust, if they told you to go up to the roof of a tall building and jump off, I'm sure a lot of people would do it because you'd be COVID-free when you hit the ground. And there'd probably be no stopping them, even if they were on the ledge, feeling the wind in their face. That's unbelievable.
Although the way
really.
You measure COVID deaths when they hit the ground, that would be recorded as a COVID death.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And Plato's laws of logic are fundamental in discerning the truth from the lie. And when you have that excluded middle that the networks have, you know where you're going to find it. It's going to be in the New American. So you got the truth. It passes the laws of logic. They're laws. They're not, just a bunch of guys got drunk sitting by the lake and said, this is so. There's a definite dynamic to the truth, and you can find the trail. Okay, we're coming up for a break. We'll see you on the other side with the New American for all Americans and the world. Thanks for coming to Power Hour Nation.
Each and every one of you are very special to us here at the Power Hour, which is why we offer this special for you. Now through this Sunday, 10% off all Good Health Naturally products at thepowermall.com. That's right, all Good Health Naturally products are 10% off all week long. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or online at our newly designed thepowermall.com store. Buy from the good guys. Buy from thepowermall.com. Hurry, sale ends this Sunday.
Know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
If you eat your Mammoth food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high-quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
You know what my mission was when I started this, when I was so excited? I still am excited after 21 years. I said, anybody who's got mouth must use Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash if they want to stay healthy. I'm going to make sure that it is available to anywhere I can put the product.
You got a lot of zinc in these products.
Zinc inhibits plaque growth. Zinc is also known to have an antibacterial properties. Also, zinc works to eliminate bad breath by destroying volatile sulfur compounds. such an incredible product. And
wow.
I'm so proud to say my wife did that and saved my life, saved my mouth. And she is the mother of all the people who are using a Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash in the world.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Welcome back, Power Hour Nation. I'm your guest host from Canada. Joining us again in the next segment is going to be an all-round American good guy, and we need some good guys. That's why we form posses. We have Dennis Barron with us, and we're going to talk about this COVID crisis and what we're into and what is one of the last bastions of good information and truth that you can find. Hint, hint, hint. Sounds like the new American. I'm also involved in a venture with one of our previous guests to produce videos and news and such like that. And that's one thing I like about Americans. They take initiative. And I've had this guest on, Steve Yabany. He wrote a host of books like Who Murdered Whatever. And, you know, we did Elvis. Was a great show, a great book. Who Murdered FDR. Commies. And, you know, it was just fantastic. So he started a venture called LoyalTube. And LoyalTube is going to work like YouTube and Facebook, where you have freedom of speech, that you can post things and share information, and Big Brother can't do anything about it. And that just sounds like that breath of fresh air I use in my intro. So I'm there on LoyalTube. You can log in and become a member. You can listen to what I've got to say about things and expand your horizons and share information in a decent, all-round way. Welcome back, Dennis. And we were going on about COVID, and I've heard you speak on another channel where you were getting into some great detail on this coming control grid that they're making, the COVID pass, the digital tracking and monitoring of everyone and every move. Wasn't that old song by Sting, you know, every breath you take, every move you make, I'll be watching you. And who's going to do that? You know, Gates? Who are we going to trust with that much power? What are some of the ramifications
of
this?
I think that you're going to see for sure a very strong effort, and you're already seeing this very strong effort, to develop a vaccine passport. But it's much more than just a vaccine passport. And it's not something that someone just thought of in the last 6 months either. Going back a decade ago, the World Health Organization, the United Nations, and private non-governmental organizations at the international level, many of which are tied to funding from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, among other sources, began working on proposals for tying a universal digital ID scheme to your health records, specifically along vaccination. And Gavi, the vaccine alliance that is tied to the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, is funded heavily by them and works very closely with the World Health Organization and the United Nations, has been the central clearinghouse, in a sense, of developing the push, theoretically, for these things. And now you're seeing them start to take shape. In the state of New York, You're seeing the entire nation of Israel with a green pass. You're seeing in Europe a lot of talk about implementation of a vaccine passport that does these things. And you're seeing the Biden administration talk about it. So these aren't just, you know, coming out off the cuff. These proposals are part of a decade-long plan to make this a reality. And what these will do is they'll have your ID. They will take the place of your ID, a digital ID, probably working through your phone, as they do in Israel. And they're going to tie your vaccine status to that. And these will increasingly be used to restrict what goods and services you can access, probably even including your job. So it will be a very enhanced form of an internal passport, which sounds crazy to a traditional American. One of the things that Americans used to celebrate was the fact that you could pick up yourself and go wherever you wanted within the country. And if you wanted to go to the grocery store two states over, you could do that, and no one would look askance at you. In the future of vaccine passports tied to your digital ID, that's a good question as to whether that'll be possible. Will you be able to do banking? Will you be able to go to work? How will you feed your family? You'll have to comply with this vaccine passport if they get their way, which is tied to your phone. And you know, that really runs counter, directly runs counter to the very concept of a limited government that is instituted to protect Americans' freedoms, and is very carefully circumscribed, not only by the checks and balances within the main text of the Constitution, but by the Bill of Rights. We're really talking about overthrowing everything that it means to be an American citizen with regard to this technology and the approach that's being pushed.
Oh, indeed. And even though I never looked for a long time, but I forced myself because I'm not big on the United Nations, but in their Universal Declaration of Human Rights, freedom to move within your country and between countries is a fundamental human right. So the globalists are even taking away the rights the globalists say you have. And that should just send shivers down your spine. And then when you see this also in league with the fact that there's a new public enemy in America and in Canada, and his name is AR. And AR is an evil villain. AR can allow you to be free and maintain freedom, and make sure that the power of state rests with some strange, shadowy organization called We the People. Isn't that amazing? You see, the founding fathers were brilliant because they understood what the supreme law of the universe is. It's the law of the jungle. Might makes right. When everything else fails, and that's the only thing left, they wanted to make sure that strange organization, it's probably a terrorist group, We the People, has the might to make the right. And these people are slimy, shifty. They know what they're doing. They want to make sure when that time comes, when you're at the Rubicon, that you don't have that might. And that way they can make right. And that's why they picked this as a strategy. It's the ultimate divide and conquer strategy. Because even some people who believe in the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Second Amendment, could be armed to the teeth and then some. Now they're afraid because the boogeyman bug is going to get them. And that's why I term it Osama Bug Laden. They seek him there, they seek him there, they seek him everywhere, but they can't catch him because he doesn't exist, like the last one. But they can use that to terrify you into surrendering your sovereignty as an American and any other citizen of any other country anywhere. And this is the battle plan. This is their game plan. It's in the open. And ultimately, it comes to the Bible. And I've been looking, waiting for that because I am a believer. That's Revelation. And he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or on their foreheads, that no man might buy or sell, save he had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. 2 Thessalonians 2:9 to 12 speaks the strong delusion God will send at the end times. The coming of the lawless one is by the activity of Satan, with all power and false signs and wonders, and with all wicked deception for those who are perishing because they refuse to love the truth and so be saved. Therefore, God sends them a strong delusion so that they may believe what is false, in order that they may be condemned who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. So you give Satan the power by not believing the truth. And that's why I'm not the slightest bit afraid of this, because I know it's not true. It's not real. This is a mind virus, really, to trick you into thinking something that isn't. So I won't give it the power over me. I walk freely about. I do support my immune system. I keep my vitamins up. I found that the amino acid lysine is spectacular for taking control of any virus that may want to offend your body. Doctors in the Dominican are using it as a prophylactic. And then that classic licorice root. There's an acid in licorice root that I have a lot of trouble pronouncing with the two H's, the two Z's, and all the rest of that stuff. I leave that to somebody else. But it's in there, and it's just a panacea for upper respiratory infection. God didn't leave us abandoned. The drug companies do, because they won't tell us. I'll tell you. BBC did a propaganda piece on this. So some guy heard about licorice, and he bought candied licorice, and he probably ate like 10 tons a day and got enough sugar to put himself in a coma. There's probably no licorice in that candied licorice. It's just some taste flavor and 20 tons of sugar. So that's not the answer. You got to go to a good herbal store and find pure, decent licorice. And it says on the bottle how much you use, and it's not much, especially if you're using it at a prophylactic late rate. It can raise your blood pressure a little bit, but then you got lysine as a backup. God gave us the ammunition. It's in the Garden of Eden, not the chemistry shop. That's the other guy's ammunition. And it's made to destroy us, not to heal us. Prayer is another one. And you see very clearly why they took prayer out of the schools, because there's hardly anybody in anymore that's left that even knows what the Mark of the Beast thing is, even if they never picked up the book before. They used to understand. And I'll say it again and again and again, this digital mark you found talked about in a different form in IBM and the Holocaust. They had data sorting cards, and useless eaters were raided, and a tattoo was put on your arm. This time it's inserted in your skin. Same thing. The end result's going to be the same thing. They're going to get rid of the useless eaters. Klaus Schwab is German. Might sound better if he said it in German. But a lot of great people have talked about this in the past. Jacques Cousteau, it's a terrible thing to say. In order to stabilize world population, we must eliminate 350,000 per day. Well, I'm sure that's been upped, because that was back in 1991. He said that in the UNESCO Courier, not the New American. A total world population of 250 to 300 million people, a 95% decline from present levels, would be ideal. Audubon magazine interview with Ted Turner, 1996. That's even a big population reduction for the United States at this point. And Prince Philip, that charming old geezer, in Deutsche Press, August 1988. In the event I am reincarnated, I would like to return as a deadly virus in order to contribute something to solve overpopulation. You are controlled. And the message from media is, please proceed to your injection site without delay. Your services are no longer required. This is like the Mercury Theater broadcasting War of the Worlds, except Orson Welles isn't going to come on to tell you. It's just a play. But you're being played, if you believe it. And everything you have, everything you could have, everything you'd want to have, including your very soul, is up for grabs. And that's in Revelation 2. Like, always wondered when it said, you know, that you have all these commodities go to zero. Everything goes to zero, including the souls of men. And I always wondered how that could be. How would we have a value, like monetarily, compared to gold or spices or something, for our souls? Because we human chattel are cattle to them. And we'll have value in the new slave system. And Black Lives Matter is probably not going to jump too hard over that one. They're leading their people, all people, into that destructive path with all the crap. You know, there was a black guy killed in Haiti. I saw this news video from there. His life didn't matter, and it won't be picked up by any of the major news systems. Big protests against their crooked government down there. And it was just even hard to fathom his death compared to the stage prop they did here. But they stomped him so hard, his guts came out his mouth. But that's not going to be on CNN or the big news networks, and there's not going to be mass protests about that, although there is fighting in the streets in Haiti over all that, because only Hillary knows where the money went, and she's not going to tell. So, with all that cheery news, where do we take people to get the New American? Is it well available on the magazine racks in the United States? Is it something we go to your website to order? We've got a contact number.
Well, that's a very good question. The best thing to do is to visit us online at www.thenewamerican.com. And I say that because we publish dozens of articles every single day online, and we don't ask any money for you to get those. The information is important, so we make them available free. The magazine you can subscribe to in the print issue, which we really, really strongly recommend. Given the high level of censorship that's going on these days, the last bastion of free speech, if they carry it to its end conclusion with the censorship, is going to be through the printed word. And so for us, maintaining the printed word in the print issue is paramount of importance, and so we want you to subscribe there, too. That way, you can make sure that you always get access to the New American magazine in print. And, of course, in print, we do longer-form articles. We get into more of the investigative material. Visit the site online every day for the day-to-day material that you're going to want to keep up to date with. And it's very well-rounded. And if you're someone who likes visual information as opposed to reading, we publish many, many good and thoughtful videos every day as well, interviews with some of the leading people in the country. For example, we've had some great, great interviews with Dr. Lee Merritt. She's provided just a wealth of information. Another doctor, Dr. Thomas Fleming, has done a couple of interviews with us, and it's he's a great person to give some perspective on what's going on, along with Dr. Merritt. Just a few of the things you're going to find there. Economic and other analysis, sociopolitical analysis from Daniel Natal does a fantastic job via video. So thenewamerican.com just has a huge wealth of resources. And if you're looking for information on any topic of relevance to the increasingly rapid advance of challenges to freedom in this country and around the world, the New American Magazine, I'd venture to say, and of course, I'll admit my bias here, but I think the New American Magazine is a significant resource. We encourage you to visit.
Oh, indeed, indeed. And to share it about as broadly as you can, because so many people are starved for information, and they don't know where to turn. So it's like you're lost in the desert, and you're thirsty, and you don't know how to find a well or an oasis. And it's fundamental for the people who know to be the trailblazers and also to share around the Power Hour. You know, there's bulletin boards everywhere. You know, even if you just scratch something with a marker pen on paper and post it somewhere with that website. And, you know, there's I'd even go in, in rural areas, with extra New Americas, and I put them in people's post boxes and things like that, because this is the only way out. Is to, you know, to be an advocate, to be a believer. If you believe in your country, if you believe in God, if you believe in the First Amendment, if you believe in a moral, decent world, and that the truth, the absolute truth, sets you free, you have to be a fighter in this. And it's not a violent fight. It's a fight of information to get that stuff out there, or to use what you learn. I used to be a terrible talk radio junkie. And I used to drive some of these talk show hosts. Like in St. Catharines, there was a smaller market station that was very open for talking and such like that. I drove one of those guys, into almost an insane asylum twice. That, I beat him so bad that he'd have to take a week off, go somewhere, and take a chill pill before he could come back. He'd be shaken when the phone rang, And that's what you can do. And, I look at it as like you're playing the ultimate sport. I told Daniel that when he first interviewed me. What's my sport? I play world global domination. That's my sport. And it's the sport of kings. And we can play back, and we can win. We can move the ball along the goal line and, slam slam dunk. You know, it's just like you did it. They come up with a big propaganda one, like George Bush had his, you know.
You're either with us or against us.
You're on my side or you're on Osama bin Laden's side. So I'm going on that station with the most tenured broadcaster in Canadian history. He was a World War II veteran. He was that old. And maybe lost some money at the track, had to go back to work or something. And, you know, I go, okay, I need a third side. I can't be on George Bush's side. I can't be on Osama bin Laden's side. I got to come up with a third side fast because I'm going to be on the air in no time. And I'm waiting, waiting, waiting. And then it hit me. Ah, I got him. So I lure him into a trap, and I get him talking. I get him angry, and he's just screaming at me, whose side are you on? Whose side are you on? And then I just nonchalantly say, I'm on the side of Jesus Christ. And he swore at me and hung up the phone. Touchdown.
That's a great story.
And that's how you win. And don't be afraid. You get faith. You have faith. America was founded on faith. Imagine the British Army's coming to town. They're going to, you know, do what they did. You can watch the movie The Patriot to get a rough idea. But that's what it was like. Just to live in those days was hardships. You know, imagine surviving in the cold with nothing. Disease, you know, rags for clothes. It was unbelievable. But they did it. Because you can find that inner strength, and you can beat them into the ground. And the biggest thing you can have is the truth. I used to call it like whacking them with a salami.
Yep. Well, you know, and something you said there about that, the era of the Revolutionary War and the Founding Fathers, you know, we're told today we can't go out to, you know, meet our family for a barbecue, or we can't do all of these other things because of COVID, which is not a particularly dangerous disease compared to many other diseases like, say, malaria or you know, dozens of others, polio. But if you think back to the time of the founding of the United States, for instance, when the Founding Fathers wrote the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, and before that, the Declaration of Independence, terrible, terrible diseases were very, very common. Life expectancy was very, very short. Nutrition, food supplies were very tenuous. The cold was extreme. You didn't have, you know, nicely insulated housing with central heating and ventilation like you do today. And yet, despite all these hardships, they still had the wherewithal to celebrate individual liberty and write the documents that established the government in the United States. They were not afraid, and we have much less to be afraid of today in the modern world. So that's the key thing. Don't be afraid. Be a brave person. Go outside. Exercise your freedom. Celebrate your freedom and make sure that no one can take it away from you.
Indeed, indeed. I remember I was watching a miniseries on George Washington. It was called George Washington. And in Philadelphia, in the days, a great fever went through the city. And it was tens of thousands of people killed. There were bodies in the street. You knew it was real. And they had to send people around to pick up the dead bodies. It was almost like Monty Python, bring out your dead. And George Washington rode into the thick of it to thank the men who were picking up the dead. That's faith. That's leadership. That's courage. So I always tell you, you know, when you want to see the heroes, you look in the mirror, and they're probably looking back at you. And that's God's will and America's grace that you're one of them. So don't hesitate for a minute to realize you have the ultimate power if you have faith. There's nothing they can do to defeat you. Nothing. And you just have to realize. And that's why they spend so much money to make you feel like you're weak and vulnerable and live in fear. Fear is a contract with the devil that you take his power to defeat yourself. I refuse. I refuse. And I'm sure many Americans do too. And many other people in the world. You see them in the streets all over protesting, jumping up and down, screaming, yelling against this atrocious maneuver to try to capture our whole world, our whole society, our whole way of life. And I always like to quote General McAuliffe, the general at Bastogne, when the Germans surrounded him and he had no hope, and they asked him to surrender. He only had a one-word answer. Nuts. Easy one to remember.
Right.
Easy one. And the newamerican.com,
yep, absolutely.
Another easy one to remember.
And we think it's the opportune time. So everything might be seemingly going wrong, and a lot of challenges are out there, and people feel afraid, and they're feeling alone. You're not alone, and don't be afraid. And I think more people than ever before are seeing what's happening and scratching their head and saying to themselves, this is not right. This is not the world that I remember growing up in. These do not represent the values that I was raised with and that I was born to revere and that I think are important. And because people are realizing that and they're seeing what's happening, we have the opportune time to change the world for the better, for maybe one of the best opportunities we've ever had. Now is the time. So we're excited about what we can do with the American people and other people around the world responding to what's happening and supporting every possible effort for freedom, which is the greatest thing that we can work on together as a people.
Oh, isn't that wonderful? It's one of the things I say to some of my Americans that come on the show. I'm from the other side of the border. But it's like, you know, when you're in war and you got to jump in a foxhole and the enemy's coming, you got to jump in a foxhole with a complete stranger sometimes and fight for your very life. You won't even see tomorrow unless you work together and make it happen. And even though maybe you never saw the guy before in your life, if he's wounded, you got to drag his bones out and get him to a medic. But it doesn't matter because we're all brothers in this struggle, all of us, and sisters. So don't let it get you down. We're all on the same team, those of us that know, those of us that are left. God bless you, Dennis. God bless the new American. God bless America, because we're coming out of this in one piece.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, New Mana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.